A new Cleveland County sheriff has been sworn in, and OG&E provides an update on power restoration efforts. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Nick Daniels. Darrell Weaver was sworn in Monday as Cleveland County's new sheriff. Weaver takes over an agency rebuilding after former Sheriff Chris Amison resigned after pleading no contest to embezzlement. The former state senator and Hall of Fame law enforcement officer says he's evaluating the department and expects to name a new undersheriff and jail administrator soon. Hours before the ceremony, Undersheriff Mike Finley resigned after 21 years with the sheriff's office. Weaver will serve until voters elect a sheriff in 2028. OG&E says crews continue to make progress following Saturday night's severe weather. The utility says most of the outages remaining are in the Norman area. OG&E Distribution Construction Manager Chris Bristol provided an update for the media.
We did have some wind gusts in the Norman area that approached 90-plus mile-an-hour winds. We're always prepared for storms. 90-mile-an-hour winds is usually always kind of unexpected. So, they did some major damage between Western Oklahoma City, Northwest Oklahoma City, all the way down through to Norman.
As of late last night, OG&E says power has been restored to 93% of customers who experienced an outage. The company says crews will continue working around the clock until all remaining customers are restored. As of early Tuesday morning, there are nearly 2,500 customers still without electricity. Oklahoma hospitals are expected to receive around $200 million less through the state's Medicaid-directed payment program. But as State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports, the Oklahoma Health Care Authority projects much of this will be offset in the new fiscal year.
The Supplemental Hospital Offset Payment Program helps the state draw down additional federal funding for hospitals to make up for revenue losses on services provided to Medicaid patients. The funding is broken into two payments. One is based on traditional Medicaid, which includes aged, blind, and disabled Oklahomans. The other, called the Directed Payment Program, is based on the state's managed care population, including pregnant women, children, and Medicaid expansion adults. Every year, the healthcare authority calculates Medicaid member utilization to project how much SHOP funding will go to hospitals overall. A healthcare authority spokesperson says reductions to the Directed Payment Program reflect a decrease in inpatient utilization associated with managed care members. But the spokesperson says the traditional Medicaid supplemental payment is set to increase by $200 million, offsetting some of the predicted changes to the directed payment program. Hospital leaders are now asking for facility-specific projections because these changes will affect individual hospitals differently. They say this will be critical as they plan for the future. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Tulsa's mayor has issued an executive order to form a task force to prevent domestic violence incidents. Angel Ford reports the order comes as Tulsa County and Oklahoma rank among the highest in the nation for domestic abuse.
About 42% of Oklahoma women and 25% of Oklahoma men experience domestic violence in their lifetimes, according to a survey published by the CDC. In Tulsa, Mayor Monroe Nichols signed an executive order to validate efforts made by many in Tulsa to address the high rate of such incidents. Nichols says Tulsa needs to invest in verifiable strategies to break the cycle of abuse. The task force is charged with evaluating existing programs while creating a roadmap against domestic violence. It will also focus on helping survivors. Nichols will appoint the chair of the task force, and it will be staffed by representatives from his office. They promise to deliver an extensive report in 12 months. In Tulsa, I'm Angel Ford.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.